get when there's no other.
We got a lot to do. Okay, you ready? Let's go. You guys ready? Okay, we're at the two dots. Let's go. Ready, Sam?
I was born ready.
Go ahead, let's go. Okay, I'm a Reb Chiya Bar Rei or Abba. Go ahead. Let's see, Shmuel. Come on. I'm a Reb Chiya. Sam, you want me to read? Go ahead. Good. You got it? Let's go. I'm a Reb Chiya. Go ahead. I'm a Reb Zeira. Go ahead. Go ahead. Let's start from Amr Reb Chiya. We saw that right. Amr Reb Chiya. Amr Reb Chiya Breder of Abba.
Amr Reb Chiya Breder of Abba. Once I find it. Amr Reb Chiya Breder of Abba. Oh, there it is. Barnachmini. Amr Reb Chiya Amr Rab. The Amr Yilo Amr Reb Chiya Amr Zeir. Kol Mugmeres Mebarkin Aleim Bari Atzim Yisomim. Chutz Mimosk.
Right. So in the previous Gemara, we said that. Did you notice that it said Amr Reb Zeira? It said Amr Reb Zeira in the previous Gemara, correct? What did it say in the previous Gemara? It said Amr Reb Zeira Amr Rav Bar Yirmiyah. Me'emasai Mevarchan Al Reich and Simi Shetala Tumraso. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then it said Amr Reb Zeira L'Rav Bar Yirmiyah V'Halo Arach. So it's a little bit strange, no? In that previous Gemara, what does the Gemara say? In the previous Gemara, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that Reb Zeira said this B'Shem Reb Yirmiyah. Then it says that Reb Zeira heard the words from Yirmiyah, he asked him Akasha. Yeah? Mm-hmm. It's a little bit strange. And there's Reb Zeira, Amr of Yirmiyah, he quotes him and he says, V'shtal t'masu, you say Brachan Reach. And then Reb Zeira said the Rav Bar Yirmiyah, you know, he asked him Akasha. So it's kind of, you know, you have to say that first he said over the din, but then when you heard it directly from him, he asked him Akasha on it. That's what the Rashbam writes in Baba Basra and Daf Lamed Tes. But there are others who have a girsa that say it's all one. You have to read the Gemara together.
Yeah, why is it not Pesach Shabbat? It's a conversation.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. The other girsa is Amar Reb Zeira L'Rava Bar Yirmiyah Me'emasai. It goes right into it. In other words, Amar Le Mishatala Tumrasu and Amar Reb Zeira L'Rava Bar Yirmiyah. Then he asks Mekasav Alo Arach. So in other words, there's other girsa in the Gemara that actually what? That actually skip, you know, put it all together. They don't have two separate statements, but I want you to get that down. The Rashbam had one approach, that there were two separate statements like we have. First he said over it then when you heard it directly from him, he asked him. Others say that the Diktuke Sofram as a gear, so you put it all together. Amale Reb Zeira Rav Yirmiyah Me'emasai, went straight to it, and then Amale said, Mishatala Tumraso. Then he said to him, you do it what? He said to Mishatala Tumraso. And Reb Zeira asked him, oh, it's all one question. So Amalei Mishatala Tumraso. Okay, so there's two girsas in that Gemara. So based on that, what is Reb Chiya Paskin Halacha L'Maisa? What is Reb Chiya Paskin? What do you say about this? And what do we say from this Chiddush that what Mishatala Tumraso? What do both Rashi and Tosis say? Right. Go ahead. Let's see again, Sam. I'm Reb Chiya Bereder Rav Abba Ranachmini. Go ahead. Shemin what?
Shemin
chayahu.
That it's a
min. So the first skiddush that we have today is that all mugmaros we say barei atze besomim. Yes, and Rashi says along with Taisus, read Rashi mevarchal na barei atze besomim. Go ahead. Mevarchal aleim. You read the Dimra Maskel. Go ahead, Mevarchin. Yeah. So what does Rashi say? It's not Ben anymore. The Eitz is not in existence, not extant. Doesn't make a difference. As long as the smoke goes up, what's the din?
You still make the bracha.
What does Taisus say? Call him Gmaros. So Rashi and Taisus both agree that if it's burnt up, Lomaisa, what's the din? Right now, there is a klal, though. The only time you say a bracha on the reach is when what? Is when the ikar is still there. When the whole thing, the ikar is still there. If the ikar is not there, we should call that reach sheno nikar. Yes? Why don't we call this reach sheno nikar? Because, adarabah, the reach comes from the actual eitz. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. The derech of eitz is that the derech of the eitz is to give its odor when you burn it. This is what the Bir Halacha points out in Siman Reish Tet Zayin Sif Yud Beis. Normally, in order to say a bracha, you say a bracha on reich when the ikar is still in extant, when it still exists. But when it comes to wood, that's not the case. The only time you can extract the odor from the wood is when you actually burn the wood. And therefore, if that's the case, then he's being mechadesh here, according to Rashi and Tosfos, that what? That the din is that even though it's been burnt up, the bracha is bore atzei besomim. That is the bracha, bracha atzei besomim. That is the chiddush, okay? That is the chiddush of Chista. And Rav Chista is coming to tell me, Lamaisa, that it's made from atzei besomim. What happens if it's made from grasses? What bracha would it be? Ispe. Who says this? Kesef Mishnah, get it down. Perek Tes Halacha Beis, and that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Reish Tet Zayin Sifid Gimel that he says even though Menorah Gedol Acharim said that Derech is we don't burn Ispei B'Samim. That's why Rav Chist only mentions Atzei B'Samim because Lamais usually is only done on wood. Grasses, it's really done. But if it would be done, you would say Barech Ispei B'Samim. So the Chiddush is here. And this is what Rashi and Tais is saying. Rashi and Tais is saying is that you say a bracha on reach and nigmar, even though the eitz gets burnt up. Ah, isn't that called reach shein lo ikar? No, it's not. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is that it's not called reach shein lo ikar, and it still gets a what? Still gets a bracha. And at this point of the Gemara, the bracha is what? Borei atzei what? Atzei besomim. Okay? That's the Gemara's chiddush as of now. Go ahead. Viter, now, 1 second. Now, on this mosque, which we're going to get back to, okay, on this mosque, what is the mosque? Read Rashi. Go ahead. We'll get back to the whole discussion on mosque, but we got to do one thing at a time. Go ahead, Rashi. Chutz mi what?
Chutz
mi mosque. Go ahead.
Mushga blaz.
Right. Shehu what?
Shehu min chaya min harayish
alaya. Reya. Reya is excrement. So Rashi says, get this down, that this mosque is made from the what? Is made from the excrement of a chaya. Now, the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yonah, that's why I wanted you to see this.
Like, it's the smell of the excrement?
No, it's actually made. It's made from the excrement of a chaya. Okay. Please get that down. Shmuel, get this down. The Rosh and the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah Usher argue, and they say it comes from the Zeya, the perspiration of the chaya. Okay? And Lamaisa, that seems to be Lamaisa. Nachon Yoser, then there's a third shot, and the third shot is, he says, Yesh Omrim, and he says, Nachon Yoser, the Chaya Yaduahi, that has Chatotos Betzavara, that there's a deer, and it has a certain what? There's a certain oil that's in its neck, and it gathers there. It's like dam. It's not actually blood. And then they make musk out of it. So there's three shitas I want you to get, and we're going to get back to this. It's a very important halacha. We're going to see, and it comes up in Yordea. We'll see why, B'Zishem. But I want to, let's just get the shot in the Gemara first. So the three definitions of musk, either what? It's made from the excrement of a chaya. Either it's made from the sweat from the chaya or what? What's the third shot? It's made from the neck. There's something like sap or whatever it is, some type of liquid that is found in the neck of a what? Neck of a deer. And that's the chiddush that we have. Okay? That's the chiddush that we have regarding this din. So that's what it means. Min what? Min chayahu. Okay? Min chayahu. That's the lashon. Okay? Fine. So we have this what? We have this concept of musk that the bracha is going to be what? Bori minei v'somim on this what? On this concept of what the musk really is. Okay? Now, I just want to point out on this din about the girsa, it's interesting. We said according to Rashi, it's made from the excrement of the chaya. What is it? Pshat according to Rabbi Yona? It's made from the perspiration. But then he said this thing about what? In the neck of the deer. Now the Prisha says, I want you to get this, that the Shita Rishona said that anything you make from the perspiration holds Mikol Chaya Efshel Lasos Mosk Me'azia Shelo. Right? According to Maskana Rabbeinu Yonah, there is a known animal that's called mor, and they make musk out of its blood, out of the thing in its neck. And that's why we call the B'samim mor. On the Shem Chaya, Lamaisa, there was some type of chaya called mor, and therefore we make what? We make the musk out of what? Out of those besomim. But it's interesting, the Madan Yontif says, according to the Rif and the Rush, the Gersh of the Gemara is Min Chayahu. What's Min Chayahu? What is Min? It's a species. But he doesn't like that, the Madan Yontif. He says the Gersh is Shemin Chaya. What's Shemin Chaya? Oil of a Chaya. So that's what I want you to get down. Is the musk is not the Chaya, it's coming from the Chaya, it's oil of a Chaya. Or is it what you read the Gemara is Min Chaya? So I want you to get two Gerses. Is it saying that except for musk, which is the species of the Chaya, or is it from the Shemin, the oil of the Chaya? Those are two ways to read it. But these are the what? These are the three Shitas, Lamaisa. And that third Shita, which I said we're going to get back to, it's kind of like a dam that then you make into what? You make it into musk, you mix it with other oils, and you mix it into musk. But for now, let's see the Pshat and the Gemara. So we have, go ahead, Meisvei. Go ahead, Meisvei.
We bring a contradictory brisa from another source.
Go ahead. Come on, it's a brisa. Meisvei, let's go. What is this saying, Lamaisa? What's parsimon? Balsam. Balsam of Beis Rebbe. And also balsam of what? The Caesar. The Beis Caesar. Okay? These were very wealthy guys that had the what? The Israeli wealthy. Rebbe, of course, the Rin HaKadosh. The Beis Molochim, Bali Gedoyla. And also Al Hadas.
Rebbe was super rich, right?
Yes. Val Hadas, it says.
He had a lot.
He had Torah and Ashiris, correct? Rabbi Akkadish. Valreach Ada Shebuchol what? Right. It says that's our Rabbi Akkadish was friend Rashi said with Antinios, right? The Rashi and Chumash. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Akkadish was very friendly with Antinios. They had food. They had a lot of food. But Rabbi Akkadish was a big tzaddik. He gave all the food away. So what do you see from this brisa though? What do you see from this brisa? What's the Gemara's kasha?
It refutes the previous
brisa. How does it refute it? What do you see? It says that what? It says the only time you say what Bore Atze B'Samim is only by what? Is only by when the eighth still is extant. Only when the eighth is still extant. That's the Kasha. Please get it. The Kasha of the Gemara is that according to Rabbi Chiba Rebbe Rababa, Asher, you got me? We said you say it when the eighth is Nisraf. You can still say it. Kola Mugmaros. That is the Kasha of the Gemara. Yes. Those are the only ones that you say, Lamaisa. These Eitzim, Lamaisa, are no Sereh Kamoshu without Srefa, without burning it. A Mugmar with H is Nisraf. You should not say what? You should not say Atze. What should you say?
There are no other trees that smell without being swatted.
No, you don't. They don't, unless they don't have to go through this process. These three things smell without going through the process of burning. That is Gemara's Kasha. It's a hard Gemara, guys. You can mess it up. The Kasha of the Gemara, get it down. Shmuel, is that what? The Gemara said, Kol HaMugmaros from the Amoroim. Reb Chiya Bar Abba said, you say, burn it, even if the eitz is burnt up. That's smack against the Brisa. The Brisa only says, you say what? Atze B'Samim, when what? When it's not Mugmaros, you only say it what? When it's not burnt up. Implying that if it's burnt up, what's the din? You would not say what? You would say Mine. Read Rashi. Go ahead, Sam. Come on. Yeah? Meisvei. The eitz itself comes in front of us. You see that? It's not burnt up. He's stressing that. Go ahead, shall base what?
Wait, so the kasha is not that we see from this brisa that you only say after the summoning on these three things.
That is the kasha.
Whether it's in front
but it's no. The meaning is mugmaros means it's burnt up. On all mugmaros, even if the wood gets burnt up, you say a what? You still say atse. The brisa says you don't. The brisa says these three things do not have to get burnt up, and they still warrant a what? Atse. That's the kasha, implying that if you burnt it up, you would not say atse. What would you say? Go ahead, read Rashi. Go ahead. Right, they're wealthy. Go ahead. There it is, below Srefa. Underline those words, below Srefa. Ella what?
El
Hadas Shchiach. The Hadas is common, go ahead. Chamim speak in the most common B'chol Makom. They speak whichever is more common. So the hottest is very common. It could be anything, Lamaisa. But it mentions the most common thing. Okay? Go ahead. And Mugmar, they would only say Brahminim Summer. What's Gemara's Kasha? That the Gemara says in the name of God, Rechia Breder of Abba, that only when it's burnt up do you say what? Even when it's burnt up, you could still say Atzei B'Samim. You say in the Brice, it's simply not true. The only thing you say Atzei B'Samim is those three things, and those aren't even burnt. Implying that if you burn them, what bracha does Rashi says you say? You say Minei B'Samim. So it's Akasha. That's the Gemara's Kasha according to what? According to Rashi and according to what? Tosis. That's going to be the Gemara's Kasha. Okay, read the Gemara's answer. Go ahead. What's the Gemara's answer? There is no answer. The Gemara says it's wrong. He's simply wrong. He's absolutely wrong, and therefore, what's the result on Mugmar? What bracha will you say? Rav Chiya Berei de Rav Abba Bar Nachmeni. In the name of Chista and the name of Rav. Some say Rav Chista Amar Ziri. On that statement, Kol HaMugmaros is wrong. You don't say Atzei B'Samim. You say what? Minei B'Samim. You guys, you got to focus on this. Okay? You got to focus on this.
It's a general question about tiyuftas. How, in a tiyufta, why are we supposed to say, or why should we say one opinion is right?
Because you're asking from on an Amora from Tanaic literature. The Tanaic literature is what's right. The Amoraic literature is what's wrong. That's what the tiyufta is. So therefore, what we're saying in the Maskana Sagamara is that what? Is that what? Is that what bracha should be said? Mine what? What bracha should be said? Mine b'samim. That is how you read the Gemara according to what Rashi and Tosfos. Okay. Look at Tosfos. Go ahead. Come on, let's go, Sam. Vava Hadas. There's a new girsa. The Baal HaKazos does not have the girsa Tiyufta. Go ahead, Umashani. So what's the Gemara's answer? So what's the Bahag read the Gemara? So what's the Gemara's answer? He gets rid of the word Tiyufta, the Bahag, and what does he say? They're saving the Amorim. What's the answer? That the Brisa, when it said Atzei B'Samim is only on Hadas, is not coming to exclude what? Mugmar, that gets burnt up. Even by a Mugmar that gets burnt up, you could still say what? Atzei. What's it coming to exclude? Fruit. Eitz esrogim and quinces and apples that you don't say on its owner, Bury Atzei B'Samim. Has everyone got how to read the Gemara? So there are two ways to read this Gemara. There are two ways to read this Gemara. Absolutely two ways to read this Gemara. Do you say that it was slugged up or do you say it was not slugged up? If it was slugged up, what's the result of Mugmar? And what bracha? Mine B'Samim. If you hold like what? The Bahag? What's the bracha? It's going to be Atzei. And what's the Gemara excluding? Fruits that what? Fruits that what? They normally are done for what? Eating, and here you're doing for wrath. So the bracha is going to be what? That bracha is going to be Mine. But on Mugmar, what will be the bracha? Atzei. Yes? What will be the bracha according to the Bahag? On Mugmar. Atzei. So there's two different ways to read the Gemara. Now this leads us to... Yeah, go ahead, Nate.
Where do we get the example
quinces
from? Because
Kvushi means quinces.
Yeah?
Yes. Kvushi means a quince.
I thought quinces were like known as a thing that you can't eat.
No, no, we eat quinces. We do eat quinces. I just said that on my own, quinces. So but the best example is srogim and tapuchim. Okay, quinces we do say a brachan. Okay. No, we do say them, we eat them by Rosh Hashanah. Okay, let's get this from the new fruit. Now comes along the Rashba. The Rashba quotes B'Shem Rav Haigon. Please get it. The Ramaskal Meisvei, and he says that Mar Shmuel was the Rosh Kala Rabba, so Rav Acher of Shabcha, and he was the, they were what? They were Rosh Yeshivas during the times of, they quote B'Shem, the times of the Gaonim, and they had a different reading of this Gemara. You don't say a bracha ala Atzei B'Samim except on Hadas, plain and simple, because only in the Reichem of Eitzim do you say Bari Atzei B'Samim, meaning according to the Rav Ashba B'Shem Rav Haigon, the Makshin was in the Brice, it says, Atzei B'Samim is only in Afarsimon, Hadas, which are hard. What are hard? They're hard wood. And therefore, we asked on Rav Chista that said, no, you say Mugmaros on all types of wood. Atzei B'Samim. Kol HaMugmaros, right? The Kasha was on the wood.
What were the tree?
Yes. And the Gemara says in Amud Beis, we're not going to get to it today, that we say what? Atzei b'samer, all types of what? All types of wood. So according to him, he wasn't garis tiyufta. He was garis like the Bahag. And the Gemara's answer is what? The Gemara's answer, only on things that the ikar is l'reach, do we say atzei b'samer. So I want you to get that. So the Gemara asked Akasha. The Gemara said that on all these woods, you say what? All these woods, you say atzei b'samer. And the Gemara asked Akasha, but we see only say it on hardwood. It was only on types of woods was the Akasha. There's a whole new way to read the Gemara. It's like a third way to read the Gemara. And what's the Gemara's answer? Gemara's answer is there's no tiyufta. He agrees with, that there was an answer. And the answer was, as long as the thing was made for reach, then we say atzei b'samim. Whether it's hard or whether it's soft, it doesn't make a difference. So he doesn't get into the whole issue of what, whether it's get burnt up or not. Rav Haigon, that the Rosh Makotz gets into the type of wood, and the Gemara answers is that you could say atzei b'samim, any type of wood, as long as the ikar is for the reach. Okay, fine. That's a what? That's a third way to read the Gemara. Everyone got that? That is the third way to read the Gemara. That is the Rashba B'Shem what? B'Shem Rav Haigon. That's the third way to read the Gemara. Now, Lamaisa, it comes out that there's a fourth way, the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah learns the following. The Ra'ah learns that according to Rav Chista, you say, a brach on a mugmar, halach lamaisa, according to the Ra'ah, you know what the answer of the Gemara is? According to Rav Chista, you say, a brach on a mugmar, kozman, the ikar is kayim. But when the ikar is what? Not there anymore, you don't say a brach at all. That's what Rav Chista said. Kolam mugmaros, what's the bracha? When the ikar is what? The ikar is kayim. That's what Rav Chista said. And the ikar is not there, you don't say a brach at all. And what's the Gemara's kasha on the brisa? That dafka mugmar shal afarsim beis rebbe, beis kisar, only when they're good wood and they're not destroyed, you say a bracha. And a mugmar of hadas, we say a bracha, lamaisa, when the ikar is kayim. But any other mugmar of afarsimon, where it's what? Where it's kali yikaram, how could Rav Chista say all mugmaros are bracha, lamaisa, before what? Before you consume it. Rav Chista comes along and says, you say a bracha on mugmar, kolzman the ikar is kayim, right? If the ikar is not there anymore, you don't say the bracha anymore. That's fine. But before you smoke it up, you say the bracha. So how can Rav Chista say, before you smoke it up, you say the bracha? Lamaisa, it's not true, Lamaisa. The shar mugmar of afar simon, other mugmar are kali karam. When the smoke goes up, it's not there anymore. Rav Chista said, according to Ra'ah, when do you say kol ha-mugmar sabrachas? As long as the stuff's kayim. What does Gemara jump on him from the Brisa? It's not true. The only one that you can say a bracha on is those three things when the thing is kayim. Anything else that you have to what? Anything else that you have to what? That you have to burn, Lamaisa, is not what? Is not these three woods, even when you burn them, the wood still exists when the odor's there. Any other mugmar, the wood is totally incinerated. When you want to do the smell. You follow me? So Gemara asks, Akash, how could it be? So what's the Gemara's answer? What's the Gemara's answer? What's the Gemara's answer going to be according to this? He holds also like the Bahag, that he wasn't slugged up. Anything that's domu to a hadas, what does a hadas mean? That as long as what you, when you do the column, the thing is still existing, the wood, and that's what happens with the myrtle. With the myrtle, it's also domu lahadas, that when the smoke goes up, it's still ikaro kayim, you say a bracha. Once the ikar's not there, you won't say a bracha at all. So what does the Ra'ah bring to the table? What does the Ra'ah bring to the table? It's all or nothing. If the thing is kayim, what bracha? Atzei. If the thing is not kayim, no bracha at all. This is the pshat of the Ra'ah. Please get it. That if the ikaro is not kayim, you don't say a bracha at all, because that's called reachin lo ikar. He calls that reachin lo ikar. This is a whole new pshat. The Ritva says the same thing. What did you say?
When according to the Ra'ah, we make a meaning of something. What species?
According to the what?
Ra'ah, when do you make a meaning? You should never do.
No, you say many on other things, like spices.
Are you saying any other?
Yeah. If the wood is not there, it's a zero. It's a nothing. This is what the Ra'ah brings to the table, a whole new pshat, Lamaisa. And the Ra'ah is a tremendous chiddush, halach Lamaisa. That I want you to get down. Im kala yikaro. What's kala yikaro? If the wood is not there when it's smoked up, you don't say a brach at all. That's called reachin lo ikar. Okay, so that's how the Ra'ah learns a pshat. Shita Mekubetz is the same thing as the Ra'ah I gave you. Dimasu Mishatala, Meisvi Val, that he learns all sugya like that. And he says the fact of the matter is If there's nothing there, you don't say a bracha. Before Kol Tum Rasa, it has no reach. Once you do Kol Tum Rasa, it's not ready there anymore. So there's no time to say a bracha. Before it has no reach, the only time it has a reach is when you burn it, it's not there anymore. Poof, it's gone. So he says you have no bracha. So how do we paskin on this? Please get this. How do we paskin on this? So the Beralachin raised head science if you debate that gave you the Maskos Yala. Says Rashi and Tosis do not hold like this Ra'ah at all in the Shinu Gebetzis. They hold the Chiddush of what? The Chiddush of a Chist is what? That you say even when the Kala Ikar, even when it's disintegrated, what bracha do you say? Atzei B'Samin. And they're not Goyris what? To Yufta. If they're not Goyris to Yufta, and therefore you're not Goyris to Yufta, then what? If you're not Goyris to Yufta, then what? Was Rashi Goyris to Yufta, or you think yes or no? What do you think?
I think he was.
You think he was? Why do you think he was?
Why wouldn't you think he wasn't?
I don't know. He doesn't say it. He says Mugmar l'marachin el abrei menim esomim. Right.
And then what's the tiyufta?
I don't know. He never quotes the tiyufta ever.
But it doesn't say that.
Okay,
he
fine.
Doesn't.
But
okay, but all right. I hear you. But the Beralachah Holy Chavetz Chaim says he thinks Rashi and Tosis were not what? He thinks Rashi and Tosis were not goers to word tiyufta, and therefore the din sticks. Please get this. And that according to Rashi and Tosis, even when kala what? Even when kala ikaro, when it's incinerated, what bracha do you say? What bracha do you say? You still say atze. What'd you say? What he means to say is that when it's incinerated, that's you say mine. When it's kayam, you say atze. Yes. Mugmar means when it's incinerated. That's when you'll switch and the Mugmar's answer is what? Mine. Okay. I think according to Rashi Tosis, it's also not the Yufta.
Rebbe, if Rashi had the Girsa, then Tosis would have had no problem pointing that out, but he doesn't.
I mean, you want to say the fact that Tosis quotes the Bahag implies that he had it?
And
I don't know this. He doesn't say that. I know, but he doesn't say I have another Shita. Right. I would say the contrary. He just quotes the Bahag, you know? So maybe he goes with the Bach. Okay, I hear what you guys are bothered by. But that's what I want you to think. Rashi and Tosis, he says the Holy Chavetz Chaim, they didn't have Tiyufta, and the answer is like this. Mine b'somim is said on things where it's what? Incinerated. And if it's filled, the three things that remain Chaim is what? It's going to be what? It's going to be Atzei b'somim. It's going to be Atzei b'somim. And they hold that you say Atzei b'somim, Gam Kisha Kala Ikar. Okay? So Nate's asking, what do you do about what? What do you do about Besomim Lamaisa? It says Mugmar Besomim Lamaisa. Okay. But that's the chiddush you want to tie it. He says, Atse Besomim. Okay. All right. Be well, Nate. So it comes out, Lamaisa, that according to the Beralacha, Rashi and Tosis Mukhach Lokain, because they hold the chiddush of chistas, you say Atse Besomim all the time. Gam Kishikal Iker. It's a little bit difficult, because what do you do with the loss of the Gemara? Didn't Rashi say not that way?
Rashi
says, "Gamim gorsim tiyufta aval mavarach borei b'nei b'somim." Lo kirah, you don't say a bracha at all. So how does the Bir Halacha say that according to Rashi Tosis, she tossed him the ikar chiddush of chistus tamid mavarach atzei b'somim gam shkil ikar? But that doesn't stick in the Maskami. You understand what I'm saying? So I want you to get this down. We're saying according to Rashi Tosis, according to the Bir Halacha, that his din sticks. And what is the din? You say mine when it's incinerated. When what? When it's kaim, you say what? Atzei. Yes. That's against two. The Ra'ah that said, Kala Yikar, you don't say a bracha at all. And that's Mukhach from the Rambam, he says. The Rambam has the same sheet to get it down. That if it's Kala Yikar, what bracha? Mine. If it's what? If it's Kayim, what bracha? Atse. Ah. So this leads us to the Piskerid. Piskerid. Yes, the Rambam holds the same sheet. That if it's incinerated, you say Mine. If it exists till the eighth, you'll say Atse. Halacha l'maisa. He'll say atzei. And the bottom line is that what? Is that we're going to say they didn't have tiyufta. Okay, he didn't have tiyufta, but he's definitely against the rod that say he don't say a brach at all. Now, the piskerid, paskins, all mugmaros you say mine b'somim, except for the three. Because all mugmaros get incinerated. So the rid says like Rashi and Tosis, and he's gairis tiyufta, but he's gairis tiyufta. So it comes out the chiddush of chista, he'd say atzei on mugmar. Even though it's Kali Nikla, that's Nidchit. That's like Rashi. Rashi holds, even if you don't hold like Rav Chisda, but you say Mine B'Somim, and against the Raw, it doesn't say Abracha at all. Okay? So it comes out, please get that down, that the Pisket Rid holds like Rashi. He just has the gears of Tiyufta. But it comes out the same Shita. That incineration, what Bracha? Mine. If it's still Kayim, what do you say? Atse. What's the Svar of Rashi and Taisus? Says the Divri Chamudas V'Shem Lavush. What does that mean? What's the Svar? Sam, what's the Svar? V'Shem Lavush. That what? What's the Svar of V'Shem Lavush? Do we consider the Mugmar Kaleh? Only when it's up the smoke. That's not considered Reach Shem Lavikr. Because the whole point of burning it is to what? Get it into odor. So we see it's considered to be Kayim. So Rashi Taisus still say, Allah said that what? Even if it's incinerated, the whole point of it was for Reach. So how can you tell that? That's not considered Reach Shein Lo Iker. That is, the whole point of it was to make the fragrance, and therefore we consider it to be what? We consider it to be a bracha. Finish up the Taisus now. Go ahead, Misha Holeich. Go ahead. Misha Holeich with Bayis. Go ahead, Taisus, where you left off. Misha what? Misha Holeich with Bayis Shish. So you go to a spice store. We're not sure whether it's Menetz or Adama. Who? Who? Read who? Right. Yesh? Wow. That's not even food. Dalkulon. It says Alkulon, even things that aren't food. It's an amazing sheet. Go ahead, Varav. Yeah, so we generally, Mr. Brew quotes both opinions, but we generally don't assume you should say Shaka. We assume you should say Brahim Ne B'Soman. It's a bit chiddish to say that it would work halacha l'maisa to say what? To say the shahakal. You follow what I'm saying? That's a very big chiddish. Okay, you got that? But I want you to get it down. It seems like b'di'evit you would be yotze if you said it. So this allows us to embark upon the following. Let's get it down. Is this musk mutar b'akiva? Please get it. Is it mutar b'akiva? Sam, let's focus.
Mutar for what?
Is it mutar to eat this musk?
But it's excrement.
Oh, so let's get it. Rabbeinu Yoina quotes Dir Masko Rabbeinu from the Yad Ramah, from the Ramah. With an Aleph, it's Ramah. With a Hey, it's Ramah. Rameir Alevi. Rabbeinu Yoina quotes from the Ramah. He asers the Musk Bachila. He asers it. This is talking about the stuff that was in the hump of the deer, in the neck of the deer. Because Dam is Aser Bachila. And therefore, we're viewing this as blood of the deer. And since the blood of the deer is Aser, so also the musk is also b'achila too as well. However, you got this? Who's that? Who does he quote saying that? Ramah. Correct. Excellent, Akiva. Comes along the Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rabbeinu Yonah says, I disagree with you. It's mutter to eat, because it's called perish. What's perish? Perish is excrement. It's like perish. Even though it was dam, but it changed now. And this is a very important concept that we're going to embark upon now. Usher, let's focus. You want a piece of paper? If you have an isser that you change, can the isser become mutter? You have a piece of ham and you change it up. Can it become mutter? He says, yes, it can. At least it started off dam and now you've changed it to musk. Amazing. He says it's mutter and he brings a raya from this. Get this down. If you know the scientific thing, let's get this. If you have an isser that falls into honey, do you know the honey doesn't become usser? Because what does the honey do? Even though the isser, let's say a little bit of lard falls in what? Let's say a little bit of lard falls into what? Into the honey. You know what the honey does? No. The honey does more than that. It's not bubble shishim. The honey is such a degree. Have you heard of this? Scientifically, Usher? That the dam can transform the what? Anything that falls into it, it becomes honey. Did you hear that? Even though originally it was a davar Usher, but it transforms into honey. And he said, that's the thing here. Originally it was blood. Yes, honey has such a scientific thing that anything that falls into shmuel, anything that falls into it becomes transformed into honey. So even though original is blood, but it's yatsa mitoras dam and it becomes mutter. This is an opinion of who?
Even like a single drop of
honey. Nuts, yeah. This is the Chiddush Rabbeinu Yonah. So I want you to see it inside. Comes to Yad Ramah, he says it's usher. He says this comes from the blood of the animal. Yeah. Lamaisa, it's considered usher to eat. He says, no way. This is perish. Started off being dam and it transformed into perish. You know what perish is? It's like the dregs. The bad stuff. The dregs. He says it's a totally new thing. And it's rise from honey. Comes along the Rosh and Simon Lamed. Up till now, what was this quote? From Rabbeinu Yonah and what? Rabbeinu Yonah quoting who? Yad Ramah. And then the Rabbeinu Yonah argues. Comes the Rush in Siman Lamed Hey. The Rush quotes Rabbeinu Yonah and he says, you know what? This Raya, Lamaisa, I don't like this Raya from honey. Who told you that if something falls into honey, a davar aser, that the honey's not aser? Who told you that? That's not right, he says, the Rush. The Rush says you're wrong. It's amazing. The Rush says you're wrong. The Rush says, who told you that it's aser Lamaisa? It's amazing. Yeah? Now, the truth is, by Dvash, the Regila says, you know there's legs? A lot of times there's legs of a bee in the honey. Did you guys know that? The Russian of Odazara, get it down. Parakei Simin Yirau says, even though in honey, there's a lot of times the legs of honeybee, of the bees, doesn't make any difference. The honey's still mutter. One second. He says, why is it mutter over there? Because like bones. Just like atzamas of the chamor are not tmeim, tumas nevelas. You know what? The bones are like dust. The legs are like dust. They're not asur b'achila. It's amazing. So there's a Russian Meseches of Odazara that seems to say that what? Seems to say that it's okay. But the Rush by us in Brachas says, I don't understand why you make the assumption that anything that falls in honey, a Davarasha, all poof, magically becomes mutter. Who says that's true? But the Rush himself in Avodah Zarah said, legs of honey, legs of bees are mutter, because they're like offer. Oh, so comes along the Taz, please get this. Comes along the Taz in Yordea, Simon Reish Ted Zion, Sifkot and Beis. You know what he says? Rabbeinu Yonah says, that this is parish. What's parish? What's parish? Parish is like dregs, like the excrement. He says it's not royal achila. That's why it's mutter. So the Rush says, oh, what are you talking about? Anything that falls into honey becomes mutter, even in Isser? The Rush himself in Chulin, the three Rushes today, Brachas, Avodah Zarah, and what? Chulin. The Rush in Chulin, Pirkei Siman and Bei says, listen to this. Abei Mekshera, Shianaka of Chelev Trefa, let's say it nursed milk. Let's say it nursed milk from a treifa. And nisher chav, sham chav, it's mutter. Im karushu kevinshu parash. Let's say it nursed from a cow that its mother was a treifa. Yes? What's a klal, famous klal? Yotzim and aser is what? Aser. A treifa is aser, an animal, so anything that comes out of it is aser. So something aser went into the calf. Why is that mutter? Because when it goes into its body, it becomes perish. It becomes perish, and perish becomes mutter. You understand what I'm saying? Once you drink it, it goes into your body with the enzymes, and it becomes part of your organism. So we don't assume it's a problem anymore. Even though you drink challah from a treifa animal, we assume it's still good because it became part of the animal. So what's the Rush jumping all over what? Why is the Rush jumping all over who? Over the Rabbeinu Yonah and our Gemara. Jumping over there. Let's start over again. Let's get it. Come on. What are we saying here, Lamaisa? What does Rabbeinu Yonah quote the Yad Ramah?
That we can eat tree?
No, he says that what? Musk is usher to eat. Why is musk usher to eat? Because it came from what? The neck of the what? The neck of who? The deer, which is blood that it's usher. Okay, fine. What does he go along and argue and he says, the Rabbeinu Yonah? He says he thinks it's mutter because it changed. It's like perish. It's mutter lechachil. It was originally dam and it's no longer dam anymore.
Perish
is dregs or like excrement. Doesn't literally mean excrement. It means like bad stuff. Perish means bad stuff, garbage. That's what it is. Yes, because it's panim chadashas bolakan. It's a new entity al pidin. Panim chadashas bolakan. It's a totally new entity. I want you to get this din. The iser has been released. It's a new item. That's the chiddush of who.
What about yotzim and iser?
It's no longer the thing that's usher anymore. It's been transformed. And therefore, what is the din? The Yad Ramah said it's also. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? It's mutter. Correct. Excellent. And what's his raya, Rabbeinu Yonah quotes from? Honey. What's the din by honey? If something also falls in honey, what's the din?
I thought honey's a special din. It's
not no. Listen. Let's follow what the Rush says. What does the Rush say? That anything that's an issue that falls into the honey, what's the din? The din is that what? Becomes honey, and therefore it's mutter. Even though originally it was aser, now it's been changed into honey, and it's mutter. Yes? That's who shita, Rabbeinu Yonah. Therefore he says the musk is mutter eat against who? The Yad Ramah. Comes along the Rush himself in Brachas. What does he say? I don't like your raya from honey. Who says that's true, that the honey becomes what? The honey's still mutter, and it transforms into honey. What do we point out, though? There's another Rush where?
In
Avodah Zarah. That says what? Legs of honey. Legs of the bee that's found in the honey is mutter, because it's like dust. So the rush over there is makel. But he doesn't allow lard that falls into honey all of a sudden should be mutter. Legs of the bee, it's one thing. Lamais, that's Afar Bama. But that's not the svar of being transformed. There's no transformation there. It's just because it's Afar. The legs are like Afar. Okay, all right, wait, let's get to it. So the Taz in your, the Taz says, Shimon Reishtet, Zayin Sikon Beis, says, 1 second. I want you to know the svar of Rabbeinu Yonah, that it's perish, it's garbage. Rabbeinu Yonah says, mutter. He says, I don't understand why the rush is going crazy. Because what the rush say in Chulin? The third rush. What the rush say in Chulin? If you have a calf that what? Nurses from its mother, that's a what? That's a treifa. What's the din?
It's not
tough. It's not, it becomes, it's mutter because it transforms. So why is the rush going crazy over here and saying that honey can't transform things and the milk gets transformed over there? You understand what I'm saying? That's what the Taz is bothered by with the rush. Comes along the Magen Avraham in Sifkat and Bay Gimel, and he says, I want you to know something. Rabbeinu Yonah didn't mean that when it's like garbage, keperish, that's not royal achila. He proved from Dvash. Dvash is great to eat. The svara that he's saying is that it's no longer dam. And honey proves the fact that it's mutter over there. Because a davar asa that's nepach l'dvash, even though before it was lard, falls in. L'maisa, it was asa when it's lard, now it falls in, it's mutter. Because it's no longer dam anymore. It changed. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah means, Pirshabama. Pirshabama means it's no longer what? Not that it's not Roy Lachila. What did Pirshabama mean when Rabbeinu Yonah said Pirshabama mean? What did he mean? What did he mean? He meant to say it's not the same thing that it was originally. Not that it's garbage, it's not Roy Lachila. He meant to say it's Panim Chadash's Bolakan. What's Panim Chadash's Bolakan? It's a new Chefsa. If it's a new Chefsa, that's why it's Mutter. You understand what I'm saying? That's what he meant to say when he said Perish. Not that it's not Roy Lachila. I mean to tell you it's a new, whole new thing. Oh. So it comes out. You got me now? Yeah. Now this comes out. How do you know milk is mutter? Get this, guys. Get this whole shtickle. How do you know milk is mutter? Gemara in Bukharis, what daf? Vavim and base. How do you know milk is a mutter? Milk should be usher. It's Avri Menachai. It's a live cow. Milk comes out of a live cow. That should be Yotzim Menachai.
It's
usher. Doesn't make a difference. Anything that comes out of the thumb that's live should be like Avram ben Achai. Should be usher. What's Gemara's answer? Different. What do you mean, oh no? Two answers. Get it down. Okay. Dam neck of Nasas Cholov. Blood originally. Do you know milk? I don't know what it's scientifically, but originally the milk was originally blood. It transformed into Cholov. It's no longer. It's a new thing now. That's what the Gemara says. Dam nekar nun ayin chaf resh.
According to that reasoning,
no, it's not, Lamais. It's not. When it comes out, Lamais, the dam necker, Nasas Cholov.
It changed inside of it.
Yes, and therefore it's not considered to be a problem, Lamais. I understand how that works. That's the Gemara's answer, Lamais. Gemara's answer is dam necker, Nasas Cholov. It's not the same. It's an item that never was usher. It's a new chefsa. It's a new chefsa. It's a new chefsa. Then you know what the Gemara, second answer is? It's a poskin chumish. Eretz savas chalav, udvash. Hashem would never compliment it, so it's a land flowing with milk and honey if milk was usher. So it's got it suggests a custom that it's mutter. Okay, but you got the two answers? If someone asks you, how is milk mutter? Two answers in Bukharis Tavov. Now listen to this. The Magen Avraham says, I got a problem with this. If it wasn't for the fact that the Torah mattered what? If it wasn't for the fact that the Torah mattered what? Eretz Avas Chalav Ravash, Chalav would be usher because it started off being what? Start off being dam. Yes? Let's go with the answer, Savas Chalav Devash, like Sam said. Sam asked a good kasha. It's still coming out of the animal. So at the end of the day, let's assume it's Exerza Kosov. Eretz Savas Chalav Devash, okay? Sam, you got me? Let's go with that answer alone, okay? If it wasn't for that answer, you see, even if there's a transformation, it would be what? It would be usher. Still, yes, if it wasn't for the pusik, it would be mut. It would be usher milk.
Not
for the pusik. So he says, even when you go through a transformation, you see that it still remains what? Usher. You got me? You follow me? Don't give me this business of transformation should make him mutter, which is the phrase, what do we say when we write on the board? Panim chadashos, new face, boim lakan. Panim chadashos, boim lakan. That's the phrase Rishonim always use. It's like a new face. Yeah, the No, that Rishonim used in different contexts, but that's appropriate here. That's what I'm saying to you. It's Panim Chadashos Bolakan. So what are you telling me that what? that it's automatically mutter this musk. It's mutterid because it went through a transformation. Started off being blood of the deer. Now it's no longer blood of the deer. It's mutter now. It's mutter to eat it because it went through a transformation. If it wasn't for Eretz Havas Chalal Vash, it would be also to drink milk. Yes? So how do you say this? The Gemara says it in Bukhara's Daf Vav and Beis. Yes, was it for the pasuk milk would be usher? I'll bring you another rye. You know what it says in Tmura Laman Avav? What about an egg? An egg of a bea trefa, a chicken that's a trefa. What's an egg of a bea trefa? What's it then? Is it mutter or not? Yes, it's mutter. You know why? Because an egg originally was afar, and now it's what? It's now it's mutter. If it wasn't for the fact that it was afar, it wouldn't have been mutter. Even though it changed from an egg to a chick, you know what? Let me ask you a question. When a chicken lays an egg and it's a fertilized egg, what comes out of the egg? A chick. Okay. Let's say its mother was a trefa. Okay. Will that be mutter for you to eat?
Yes.
No, it should be yotzim nasser aser. And the reason why it's mutter is because we assume it was dirt first, and then it became a chick. That's the Gemara says. There's a transformation that is made. From the fact that it went to an egg, and then it becomes a chick, that was like it was offer. So that's the Gemara's lashon. That we say before it became a chick, the egg is like offer.
So
when it's in the egg, it went through a transformation, and the Gemara says it's mutter. If it wasn't for the fact that it was offer, what would be the din? It would not be mutter. So he points out two Gemara's to you. Don't give me this business that transformation. What transformation makes it what?
That.
Correct. Go ahead. That's a shav atzamas. Atzamas. That's gelatin is made from bones.
Right.
So big machlokes lemais. Yeah, it's similar. Yes. Yes. Do we say very good, Sam? It's a similar thing about a gelatin, right? But he's pointing out from these two examples that even though it went through a transformation, the issur should still remain. The only reason why that egg is mutter because it's mamish offer. It's only offer. Offer is not even a transformation. It's worse than that. So what does he say? And don't tell me that what. What does this mean? Don't tell me that musk is what? Becomes offer before what? Before it becomes musk? Because who says that? It's not offer. And also what fell into the dvash. It didn't become offer. The little drops of lard. It didn't become offer before it became dvash. He says, I don't understand such a thing. How can Rabbeinu Yonah still say that it's mutter? Therefore, that's the kasha of the Magen Avraham and Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah thought the musk is mutter to eat. Rayadama said it was usher. Stacha pella, says the Magen Avraham. How could it be? Even though Lomaisa, we said that the what? The Taz, the Rush attacked the woman. He said, where do we say that the honey's mutter? What do you mean? The Rush in another place said the legs were good. Okay, but Lomaisa in Chulin, he also says the same thing. He says that the milk from the what? The milk becomes mutter, halacha Lomaisa. So the same thing should be mutter over here. What's the Rush jumping and chasing? It should be usher. That's the kash of the Taz. The Taz is asking on the Rush, why the Rush attack Rabbeinu Yonah? That it should be usher, it should be mutter. Magen Avraham attacks Rabbeinu Yonah. How can Rabbeinu Yonah say it's mutter? Because why? Please get that down. The Taz asks on the Rush, and the Magen Avraham asks on the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rush is the one who ushered it. Taz is asking, why are you ushering it? And then the Magen Avraham says, why are you ushering it? This transformation business is not true. Lomais, you see that doesn't make it mutter. So I want you to get this. So how can Rabbeinu Yonah say it's mutter? Please get this down. So the Chok Yankiv says, Chok Yankiv is in on the parish in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach. Chok Yankiv writes, he answers the kasha of the Magen Avraham, that the Sfar of Rabbeinu Yonah is amazing. That when something's changed with Davar Mutter, when the lard falls into the honey's a Dvar Heter, and therefore it becomes a Dvar Heter, because now it's called honey. Whereas Dam, that became milk, you cannot say it's Mutter because it became milk, because the whole chalev came from dam. And therefore we judge what? We judge if the chalev was considered to be a davar amutter or not. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? There's a transformation. When you fall into something that's already identified as honey, then you subsume the identity of honey. But it was always honey from before. Here you're saying the whole thing is transformed from what? From dam into milk. That you cannot say, halacha lamaisa. You change a color, lamaisa. Now it's, something's white, now it's red. That should be mutter? That's nuts. The same entity was white, now it's red. You know what I mean? But when you subsume onto something, it's a good svara, no? When you subsume on, take out a new identity, then I can hear why it's mutter.
So one second.
What would you say about the musk, Lamaisa? What would you say about the musk? That's what he wants to give an answer. That what? that Rabbi Yonah says, Lamaisa, that's what's happening with the honey. That's what's happening with the honey, and that's what's happening with the musk.
So this is...
You mix it with other oils. You mix with other oils. If you mix with other oils, that's why Rabbi Yonah says the musk is what to eat. Yeah.
This might be like a bit of a silly question, but according to this...
Nothing silly. Law by some law, I always tell you that. Go ahead.
According to this shita,
yes.
Barn should be perfectly mutter because it's a totally... It's not pig anymore. It's a totally different...
No, it comes from the pig.
But it's a totally different entity.
No, it comes from the pig. But now, now that it falls into the honey, though, the honey is able to transform it into something that's called honey.
Wait, so at what point do we say that, now it's a different entity?
Because there's only certain things in halachic world that can transform certain things. Honey is one of them. Honey is one of them. So therefore, it's the same thing. Lamaisa comes up. Lamaisa with this musk. It's a new entity. If the lard falls in the soup, the lard doesn't get transformed into anything. It's usser. Falls in the phlegic soup. It's usser. There's certain things that the nature of honey is transforms anything that falls into it becomes honey. We don't say this by everything. We only say this by the honey. And that's what he's saying by the musk. It becomes like a new what? A new entity. It's no longer the blood.
So
the
honey doesn't need Batalishishin
to be mutter? No. Honey's, according to the Sheet and Lamaisa, it doesn't require any of that. That's the Skiddish.
That's how we
pass him? We have to see how we pass him. But Lamaisa, this is what he's trying to say. Okay? You follow me? We're machmer on it. But Lamaisa, this is what the Rishonim are saying. Now that's the answer of who? The Chok Yaakov. Now who asks on the Chok Yaakov? Please get it. Who asks on him? It says the Nesivis. The Makor Chaim says, I don't believe this. He says, not true. He says, look at the case of the chick. The Kasha of the Magen Avraham with the chick of the Beis Trefa. Yes? It was Mutter only because why? It was the Ephroch of the Beis Trefa's Mutter only because it became Afer. Yes? It's only because it became Afer. According to him, it should have been Mutter without it becoming Afer. According to him, it should have been Mutter without Afer. Shmuel, get it down. That's what the Makor Chaim asked on the Chok Yaakov. According to you, Lamaisa, it should have been Mutter anyway. Because again, remember we said that what? We said that you're subscribing to a new thing. Why does it have to become Afer? Should have been Mutter without Afer. So the Chassam Sofer answers in the Chuvah Chelik Vav Simen Chav Beis Maskav Hine. He says, even there we're not Mata because it changed that froch. Just like a Beis Trevis Usher, even though the chicken changes to the egg, Yotzim and Usher also, like you said, Sam, we should ask the chick. He says it's the shinui doesn't matter in case it's nishtanel a davar mutter. Here they have froch is not a davar mutter because elim kene it was not yotz mitvar iser. So since they have froch that comes out of the chick, since the chick that comes out of the chefsa, since the chick that comes out of the chefsa is a davar aser, male even the beya that changes the froch lamaisa should be aser. But the froch itself lamaisa yotzim and aser. So we matter because it was offer. That's why you need the step of offer. Because offer before it became a chick, that's what makes mutter. You need that. It is because you need that interruptive step. You need that interruptive step. If it wasn't for the fact it was offer, it wouldn't be mutter. That's the chiddush. Says the Chassam Sofer, answer up the Chok Yaakov. That answers up the Kasher and the Sivis. So it comes out halacha lemaisa that the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying a tremendous chiddush, and he's saying yes, it can transform. Now, what does the Nesivis himself say to Hezber the Rabbeinu Yonah? Let's get this. He says, the Gemara says in Bekrisis, get it, and Daf Hey. Remember I said, what Daf is it in about the milk? Please remember this. Bechoras, Vavim, and Beis. Look it up. What's the story about bread? What about bread of Chodesh? You know what Chodesh is, yes? What's Chodesh? The first year of the wheat, of the five species. You're not allowed to eat it. It's like a piece of ham. We have a kula, the Bachan Chutz La'aretz, said Chutz La'aretz is okay, or it's owned by Goyim. Not Chutz La'aretz. We don't hold that cool. We hold it's owned by Goyim, or there's a sake of the Ramah. But let me ask you a question. The Gemara says, if it wasn't for the pasuk of Lechem, I would think there'd be no Isser of bread. Wow. Because bread is not like wheat. Bread is not like wheat, is it? It's changed. So what do you need a heter for? Why do you need a heter for it, Lamaisa? So what do you see from there? The rye is from the fact that what? It's mutter. The Gemara says if you coagulate blood and you eat it, it's also because of achshave. What's achshave? You gave it a chashivis. But if it wasn't for the puzzle of lechem, isr chodesh, I wouldn't have answered it. Because once there's a change, there's a change. Now, if you give it a chashivis, what's achshave mean? You give it a chashivis, like we'll learn by Pesach. We're coming towards Pesach. We've got to start the dinim soon. Achshave means if you take what? Take chametz, nifsel, machil, kelv, the Rosh says in the second pirkei Pesachim, and you eat it, Even though it's nifzim al kiskal, it's over nisid rabbanon because you're eating it. If you give, you're eating it, it gives it a chashivas. So too, you're giving a chashivas to the blood. You coagulated the blood, you ate it. It's achshave. That might be an issur d'oraisa. And the Rashba says if it's yishtana b'briyusa, it wouldn't have been also if it wasn't for achshave. So it's muchach from here that if issur is yishtana b'briyusa, what's the din? If the issur is yishtana b'briyusa, what's the din? It's mutter. It's mutter. And don't ask me a kasha why I need a pasuk to ask or what lechem issur chadash. It's achshavei. You could say that that's the mucker. Well, how do you know the mucker of achshavei? That's the binyanav. It comes from that pasuk of lechem b'yashon. Now, the mucker of what? Achshavei comes from what? Lechem. Lefize, you can answer up the kasha of the Magen Avraham now. What did the Magen Avraham ask on the Rabbeinu Yonah? He asked for milk. Milk would have been usher. It wasn't for the pasuk, right? Because it was originally blood, then it changed. It wasn't for the pasuk. Same thing by offer. No, that's because of achshavei. The regulus is the what? The regulus is the milk becomes shachol yaseh dam. That the dam becomes chol, the beya becomes a chick. It's not mutter through shinui. That's the regulus, achshavei. But honey, let me ask you a question. A piece of what? Lard falls into honey. Is that regulus? No. It's not regulus. Is it regulus to make what? Musk out of what? Dam amor from this chaya? No, the dam is miscalculate, right? Only when the dam is ruined do you make it. Therefore, the shinui what? Shinui matters it. When it goes through a shinui what? It's considered to be mutter. That's the teretz of the Makor Chaim. If it goes through a shinui, it's mutter. This is a shinui. The only time it's a mutter, the only time it's us is when it's that's the regilis, achshavei. But this is not the achshavei. So if you make it out of musk, it should be mutter to eat. Comes along the Chazam Sofer and he says, I can't believe this. He says the Nesivus is wrong. The Gemara had a havamina that lechem shouldn't be called what? Isser Chadosh. If you eat it because as a lechem, you shouldn't get malchus. Because why? Because it has water in it. If you take a netter from chitim, you're not chayiv on it because it's a pas. Pas is different than wheat. But you don't say the shinui matters yisurim. Chas v'sholom, says the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says to the Chasam Sofer says, what are you talking about, Nesivis? That you just because you do a shinui, matters in isser? Should a mat even flower though? Shinui, you won't be chayv malchus lemaisa, but not to say that matas yisurim. So at the end of the day, he doesn't like his answer. At the end of the day, he doesn't like his answer. The Nesivus, the Chasam Sofer likes what answer? He likes the Chok Yaakov's answer. And the Chok Yaakov's answer is when the whole thing gets what? Gets a new identity. Not that you change the whole thing. So here we're saying you get a new identity. It subscribes to an identity of something else. That's why the musk. The bottom line is that he asked me, Sam, is musk mutter b'achil or not? So the bottom line is we should hold like the Abramah. Halacha l'maisa. We should not allow musk to be eaten, l'maisa. We should not allow musk to be eaten. Poshim shat, l'maisa. You follow me? And therefore, you shouldn't allow the musk to be eaten. L'maisa will be machmer like who? Will be makhmel like the Magen of like the Yad Ramah, and we will not be makel on this what?
Yad Ramah is the Ramah.
No. Yad Ramah is a Rishon, Remeir HaLevi. Remember I told you that? Remeir HaLevi. Okay, Remeir HaLevi. That's the Ramah. Remeir HaLevi. Ramah is the one in Shulchan Aruch. Okay? So I want you to get this. Okay, so we're not going to have this kula to eat it. Allah Lamai. So we're not going to have this kula to eat it. Lamai. So we'll hold like the Magen of Ram. I'm sure we'll hold like this Yad Ramah and the Magen of Ram, Halacha L'maisa. Okay, everyone got that? Smelling is one thing, right? But going ahead and eating it, L'maisa, that's the Shiloh, Halacha L'maisa, and we're not going to be Mekel, what, in that sense. We'll be Makr with the Yad Ramah. But I want you to get it. It's a whole discussion. Machlekes Rabbeinu Yonah is Mutter B'Achila. The Rosh asks on him. The Rabbeinu Yonah is Mutter. The Yad Ramah is also Rabbeinu Yonah asks on him. Wants to say that it's Mutter. Okay, fine. Now, this leads us to the following. Let's get this. I wanted to read the note here. Remember I said it from Rashi? He said all the Arba Parshas were D'Oraisa yesterday. Remember we said that? All the Arba Parshas, remember the Rashba quoted Rashi? Yeah, remember I said I had it here in the yeshiva here. Let me read you the note. The note he says in Dafid Gimel, he says the Rashba himself is Chaylek, but Rashi says it himself. He says like this. He says, you ready? Elim ken yomer Rashi should take kriyas ha-parshas. You go in parshas para, parshas zachar, u kiyotze behen. What does kiyotze behen mean? Says the notes. Miloshik Yotzman Shkaz Rabbeinu Hochiach Borachayim. Hochiach Beli Araba Orachayim Simon Tufresh Pei Sifkon Chalav Daf Parsha Shkolim Parsha Chodesh. Parsha Chodesh Hein Min HaTayra. Wow. Amnam Lo Matzinu Da Hochi Yisrael El Rabbeinu. Rashba thought it was wrong. El Kenkaz Va Libra Rashi Kmosh Kamucha Bel Shono. Vara Mash Iu Lo Yisrael El. He didn't hold like that, but Rashi does. You got that? Uki Yotzah Behen. Rashba and Brachas Yud Gimel Amad Alf. Here, you take it if you want to see it now, Lomais. Okay, now let's get to the Bikuri Aretz. Okay, it's getting late.
But this Rashi isn't on our daf?
No, it's not on the daf. It's not on the daf anywhere in Shas. Okay? I don't know. He must have had a Messiah from Rashi, Lomais. He must have had a Girsa, Lomais. Maybe he had a Girsa from Rashi. Okay, now I want you to get this so tomorrow we set up, we can go weiter, okay? We got to get to the Brach of Ilanos tomorrow, which is very appropriate. It's Rosh Chodesh Nissan coming up, right? I once had 11 nafkaminas. Let's say if we can reconstruct it. I once had 11 nafkaminas with the Brach of the Birkas Ilanos. I got to rework it to see if we have the Brach of 11 nafkaminas if we can come up with Lamais. Okay, you ready? Well, let's see. Let's get it. Like you say, Belilah's hand on Shabbos, nighttime. You know, you're supposed to say a Brach on the new fruit trees, Lamais, that blossom, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. That's the next Gemara. We'll have to see. But I want to get this following Chiddush, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? What did the Gemara say? You said very well today. What did you say very well today? What did you say, Sam? What did Reb Zeira say? Amar Rav Yirmiyah. Me'emes samarach al arech, mishal tum rasol. What did Reb Zeira say to Rav Yirmiyah? You didn't smell it yet. What did he say? Amotzi, you also didn't eat yet. Your das is to eat it, so to your das is to eat it. Yes? Das lamechal, das la'aruche. Shmuel, are you with me?
Yeah.
Oh. So, first kash is what the slach say. Vada Reb Zeira, you knew what? Birkas Nenu. It's like Reb Zeira, Reb Zeira didn't know this? Reb Zeira knew that Birkas Nenu are kodom what? Kodom achil v'shtia. Right? And he asks on him, right? Al reach shel mugmar. We see mishatal atum rasol. So the slach is mechal between brachas areach and mumar. The Pnei Yoshua says, we ask from a motzi more than other brachas. And Reb Zeira says, what? What was the Hava meaning? Falo Aruch. Was it different than it, Birkas Nen? So the Bikuri Aretz wants to say like this. Please get it. Menira Levayer. There's a big difference, and I can't believe this Chiddush. It's amazing. There's a big difference between saying a bracha yourself on Reach and whether saying a bracha on Reach for other people. Wow. When you say a bracha by yourself on Reach, that's partially to say the bracha before you smell. Generally, over Lasiyasin. When you want to smell it, you're already shach in the parsha, you're shiving the bracha. Right? And therefore, gufa l'rotzel ha'riach, mechayv bracha kodem. But when you're being motzi someone, in reach, you with me? You with me? When you're motzi someone in reach, what's the din? Wait, what are you doing? When you're motzi someone in reach, what are you doing? Kol's man that you haven't smelled, you're not chayiv mamish in the bracha. Well, Kol's man they haven't smelled, they're not chayiv in the bracha. So they have no chiyuv. Legabe, the guy's being motzi everyone else. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Isn't that an ingenious pshat? Get it down. The Gemara says, we're talking about Birkas Areach. Are we talking about someone being motzi someone else or not? What do you tell? You tell me.
Well, how are you motzi someone else?
Why not? I can be motzi someone in brachas. That's what we're talking about in the whole Mishnah.
For Reach?
Yeah, for Reach also. What's the difference? What is Mugmar? Isn't there a group of guys there? I forgot about this whole thing. I was embarrassed. This Mishnah, what does the Mishnah say? Let the guy that's leading say it on behalf of everybody. What do you mean Vada? He says, I didn't think that made a difference. He says it makes a big difference. When you're saying your own bracha, you're being motzi other people. That's what the Gemara means. Listen, the Gemara says, here we're talking bracha Mugmar, one's being motzi everyone. So Rashi says, Mairi Barech Shul Mugmar. And Rav Bar Yirmiyah says, "Mishatol Tum Rasul." You say a bracha al reach lahotzi is kulon. He's being motzi everyone else. So Reb Zeira jumps and says, "They didn't smell it." It's one thing by yourself. Lamais is an unbelievable shot. It's one thing if you're saying the bracha for yourself. Of course, you say it what when you want to smell it. But these other guys are what? They haven't smelled it yet. They haven't even expressed anything they want to necessarily, right? So how can you be motzi everyone? Kozman Shemamish Lunishaivu. That's what he's jumping on. It's one thing if you want to say it for yourself. Okay, that's fine. Because you know you want to smell it. You don't know what these other guys are doing. You don't know what they're doing. They might be learning, whatever. They might be talking about the ball game. How can you be motzi everyone? That's when he jumps on them. And what does Revere Bar Abba say back to me? He says, what are you talking about? Hamotzi lechem in aretz. What is that all about when I be motzi other people? They haven't eaten it yet. My das is to eat it. I can be motzi someone. As long as my das is to eat it, that's enough. That's enough. So too, if I have das to smell it, that's enough too as well. That's a raya from Hamotzi. Because there we're talking about your motzi dechavasim. So as long as your das is to eat it or to smell it, that's enough to be motzi himself and motzi other people. But that was the progression. You follow me, Sam? That was the pshat in the Gemara. I thought it was an unbelievable pshat because I totally forgot the fact that the Mishnah is saying he's leading all the brachas and he's being motzi other people. You understand what I'm saying? That makes a big difference. You get this down? This leads us to a psak halacha. Yeah, go ahead, Sam.
No, I just wanted to ask, what's the case if someone walking whatever through some garden and then somebody smells? Does he have a team of players that say the bracha?
Only when you have kavana. You have to have kavanah to say the bracha. That's what I get to right now. The Yeshua Yankov in Orachaim Simin Reish Ted Zayin Sifkanav, he quotes from the Taz that Birkas Arech is only if you have kavanah la'riach. If you don't have kavanah la'riach, you don't say the bracha. That's what the Taz writes. Exactly what you said. You know, these stores have the candle, the beautiful smell like there. But if I'm not mechaven, I don't have to say a bracha. That's what the Taz says. Comes along the Yeshua Yankov. It's in the Yeshua Yankov. The only Yeshua is the Yankov. Chok Yankov. And also the Yeshua's Yankiv. You follow me? So the Yeshua's Yankiv says like this. The Yeshua's Yankiv says, listen, he says, I think the Taz is wrong. From our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? Just like Hamotzi, you say what? As long as you have Das to eat it, so too Das Lariach. What's the riot? Hamotzi, I understand what? It's also to eat without a bracha. Even a little bit. But like Abi Birkas Areach, it's Efshir Shalit Skavin Lareach, Anarach HaBracha. Maybe you don't have kavanah la'riach until actually you say the bracha. Pshita, if you do a maisa, laham si reach tov, ritzon olenos menu, lachar zman, kol zman shem yedait l'iskavin, if I don't have in mind la'riach tov, then I'm not chayiv in the bracha according to the Taz. According to the Taz, you could do all this thing, la'maisa, but I'm not chayiv in it. You know what I'm saying? What's the Gemara bring a raya from a motzi? I understand a motzi, I want a what? There's a din, I can't eat anything at all, la'maisa, without it. But reach means I need what? If I need kavana la'riach, you can do all these things from day until tomorrow. But if I don't have in mind the what? If I don't have in mind to be meriach, the reach tov, then I shouldn't be chayv in a bracha. But if you say like what? That's the kasha. The Yeshua Yankov is saying, what do you say? What do you need to have kavana for? How can the Taz say you need kavana? Yeshua Yankov says the Gemara compares it to a mochi. It should be automatic. Why you need kavana? No. Says the Bikuri Arts, I'll save the Taz. How do I save the Taz? The Gemara was bring a rye from Hamotzi, the Etzem Gufa Adavar, they say a bracha before you Miriach, because it's poshut. What's the difference with other Birkas then? No, the rye from the most Birkas Hamotzi, like Abi, you're Motzi other people. You can be Motzi other people even though they're not, even though Lamaisa, you know, you're eating and they're eating. Even though they didn't smell at all. But their Das is to Miriach, it's sharper than the Chayim in a bracha. Then a notion that you can extend this to be motzi other people, that's poshut. He says, even though l'maisa poshut, even if you're not miskaven l'maisa, even if you're not miskaven, says the Shuas Yankiv l'maisa, you would have to what? You would have to say a bracha. He argues with the Taz. You could say the bracha, you have to miskaven l'ariach. Your whole point was not in Scotland. You have a good smell, so then if you have the smell, it's enough for you to say a bracha. It's just Yeshua's Yankiv. You don't need to what? You don't need Mechavan La'riach. And he says, when the Gemara says that you're comparing, that's between Motzi other people. To Motzi other people, that's a different story. Halach L'maisa. To Motzi other people, that's a different story. Alpidin. Okay? So we got this Chiddush? Yeah, let's go Vayta Na'animor. We got a few minutes. Go ahead, Sam. So let's get that. In other words, according to Yeshua's Yankiv, you don't have to mechavan l'ariach. You go into the store, I wanted to buy something. I didn't mechavan l'ariach. I said, I'll say a bracha. The Taz says, no, you should only say the bracha on mechavan l'ariach. Who do we pass like? I would imagine, l'maisa. I would imagine you're serving brachas l'hakel, like the Taz, but it's a very convincing Yeshua's Yankim. Yeshua's Yankim says the Gemara compares it. Well, you need to have kavanah. So we're saying, based on the Shtigl Torah, we're answering the Taz. The only time you need that kavanah is when you're remotes someone. When you're not being motzi something, you say to yourself, maybe you don't need that specific kavanah. It's enough to say a bracha.
Can you smell the first time? Like,
what did you say?
You have like smell the first time, then can you have the kavanah that says bracha and then just smell it again?
Yeah, but you should have the kavanah and say the bracha. That's what the Taz is saying. The Taz is saying you need to have kavanah. Yeshua is saying you don't need a kavanah. The Gemara quotes it from a motzi. The Gemara quotes it from a motzi. They don't have any kavanah. So what's the answer? The answer is no. The Gemara only says this, Lamaisa, what? The Gemara only says this, Lagabi the din of what being motzi other people. But you yourself, Lamaisa, you should have kavanah, Lamaisa. The Gemara is just being mechadesh, being motzi other people, that's a different din. Okay, go ahead, Sam. We got a few minutes. Go ahead. Vaiter and Gemara. Go ahead, let's see. Go ahead. Vaiter. Let's go.
Yeah. So,
new din now. The new din. New din. Amaler of Chistur Reb Yitzchak. Oh, this is the oil of Amafarsim on the balsam. Yeah? What brought it to the Reach? Go ahead, Amalei. Oh, you say Bari Shemin Artsenu, Lamaisa. Say Baruch Shemin Artsenu. Yeah, go ahead. Chistur Reb Yitzchak, Barmine Reb Yudah, except for Reb Yudah. Don't prove him. He loves Eretz Yisrael, right? That's why I mentioned Artsenu. Yeah? He mentioned Artsenu because of that. Go ahead. What about for everyone else? Go ahead. Arev. So you take out the word Artsenu. Please get this down. Please get this. This is talking about you cut up the Afar Simon and you put it in what? The Kot Minoso. What do you you burn it up? And the oil drops out, right? Oil drips out. So what bracha you saying? It's reich. You're not talking about eating here. We're talking about the reich again. Yes. So what's the Gemara's answer? So Gemara says you should change the girsa. So I want you to get this. Rav Yehuda, I hope you know what daf. Nar Masechta. What daf did Rav Yehuda said it was usher to leave Bavel to go to Eretz Yisrael? Chavtal and Beis. It says in Chavtal Beis and brachas. Rav Yehuda said it's usher to leave Bavel to go to Eretz Yisrael. Shenem Rabbeinu Yehuda Shama. According to him, it's only based on Pekide. Only the time of what? Only a special time of, let's say, a Ra'ev. It's also leave Baba because of Makom Torah, yeah. Chavdal and Beis and Brachas, I think it is. No? I thought it was. Am I wrong? Could be I'm wrong. But the Gemara says what? That's only the time of famine, you're allowed to. Eretz Yisrael is very chaviv in his eyes because it's told in the Gula. He loved it, Lamaisa, so much. Or is it Kamisha? You don't see it there?
Oh, no. Here we go.
Yeah. Shmuel, come on. The Gemara and Brachas Chav Talon Beis. Yeah. Exactly. So he loved Eretz
Yisrael.
Yeah, he loved Asa loves his Bavel Eretz Yisrael. But Lamaisa, yeah, if you'd held was also to leave, but the time of danger, of famine, you're allowed to go because there's always Chaviva and it's told in the Gula. Wait, plus the fact.
So why is it over an Aser?
Generally, it's Aser, but if there's an except, if there's a time of difficulty, you're allowed to go.
Aser to go to Eretz Yisrael?
No, Aser to leave Bavel and go to Eretz Yisrael because there's a Makom Torah. There wasn't so much Torah at that time in Eretz Yisrael, but there's a time of an exception, you're allowed to. If there's a famine or something like that. So the fact of the matter is that he loved Eretz Yisrael very much, and that makes sense. Allah l'maisa. So at that time, they do not misakin the nusach abracha of Hashem and Afar Simon. So Rabbi Yehuda said, I'll misakin it. And he made up his own nusach. But bizmanenu, we already have a nusach. It's not right to what? To change the bracha. You remember that? L'maisa, it's not right to change the bracha. And therefore, the Ra'a writes, the bracha of Baruch Hashem and Arev is nitkana because of what? The Pechisuso shall Shem Rafar Simon. Because the eights, it's not such a great eights. It's the stuff that comes out of it. So therefore you don't say Bari, you don't say what? You don't say Bari Atze B'Sam. It's a lower bracha. Get this down. Bari Shem and Arev is a lower thing. You don't say Bari Atze B'Sam. It's a lower type of thing. It's the stuff that comes out of the wood. Therefore they had to make another takana, another nusach. Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina says Lehefech. So that's the Ra'az approach. The Ra'az approach, like it's like very low level. Therefore, it's not the eights itself, stuff that comes out of the eights. Therefore, it has to have its own nusach. It doesn't warn atzib some. Rabbeinu Yonah Dimasko Meshka says, Pum Fakir. What does he say? He says the brach was enacted because of the cheshivas of Shem and Afar Simon. He says the opposite. It was grown in Eretz Yisrael. It's chashuv. It's so kosher, the Rekoveh has separate bracha. If it wasn't for its chashivas, you would have said atzeh. Wow. So he says you would have said atzeh. It comes out of Machlekes Ra'ah, and then Rabbeinu Yonah, would you say atzeh? The box says if you made a mistake and said atzeh, by mistake on Shem and Afar Simon, according to what? According to the Ra'ah, you would not be what? Yotze? According to who? Talmid Rabbeinu, you would be yotze. Good nafkamina. The Iker Tachlis of the bracha was, it says a specific bracha. And the Nisra bracha, Shem and Arev. It's Arev Lada Mishlosh Advarim. Right, achilo, sikha, v'reach. Oil is good for eating, it's good for anointing skin, and also for reach. That's what the Chodesh of Aviv said, such a chiddush. Okay, let's close with this. Okay? Tomorrow we got a lot to do, we got a little vayter. We got to get ready for the Ilanus, the bracha that Ilanus. It's unbelievable how appropriate we have to say it. Practically, it's coming soon, alach l'maisa. But I want to just point out, l'maisa comes out, very interesting din, alach l'maisa. And that is that the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Zayin, yes? Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Zayin, Reish, Ted Zayin, Sif Vav, rather. What happens if you Misanim Summon? Do you say Borei Shem and Arev? Some say you don't say a bracha at all. Let's say you strain. You know how to strain things? You strain spices. So one opinion says you say Borei Shem and Arev. The other opinion says you don't say a bracha at all. Misafik, you shouldn't smell it. Wow. Don't get into the suffix. He says, Mechaber says, don't smell it at all. So, the box says, you see from here, has nothing to do with clothes. Because we paskin, please get this, they used to smoke clothes, incense, to make the clothes smell better. So they paskin, we don't say a brach on begotim and megmarim. Right? And why doesn't he say over there, you shouldn't do it? You shouldn't stop yourself from smelling the clothes? Because there it's worse. You see, it's worse. So the Beis Yosef was Chazubo and Shulchan Aruch from what he said in the Sefer Beis Yosef in the Ketz of Mishnah. And the box says, Afalpikin la halacha, if you're Misanin, the Besomim, you should say Bremine Besomim. He says you should say it. And the Shita that says you don't say Bracha, that's the Ra'ah, it's the Shita Shechidah. Rav Rishon says say Bremine Besomim. So he's a very big advocate that you should say Bremine Besomim is Sofek. Anytime you're Misupik, he says you say Bremine Besomim, it's like the Shahakal. And the Dark Emotion says, Fum Fakir. The Dark Emotion says, not true. You shouldn't say a bracha here at all, halach al-maisa. He doesn't quote the Ram like Adab Gunam Marim, who holds you say a bracha on it. When you're misanein la-maisa, halach al-maisa, when you're misanein, there's a sheet you don't say a bracha, and he's not masik. So the Beis Yosef says, why wasn't he masik? So it must be, la-maisa, the Torah holds behippuch as far as the Bach, tafkiv you're misanein, there's no reach dikah, you don't say a bracha at all. But by the summon that get burnt up, those things are transformed into odor, and those things you should say a bracha on, halach l'maisa. So, comes out, why by mugmar, sovrim, rov, rishonim, you say a bracha, even when it's incinerated, but besomim, where you put the shemen in, so machleikis l'maisa, he says, because mugmar, the reich is nena from the gufa besomim. There was reich sheish l'ikr. By mesonim, when you do the strainer besomim, it's nikla with the oil, it could be there's no ikr, and that's why there's a sheet to say don't say a bracha at all. And the bottom line is, even by Begadim, the Dark Emotion says, the Torah says a bracha, but the Mechaber passes like the Rama, Begadim, you never say a bracha. And that's what the Bira Halacha says. Begadim is worse than regular Mugmar. Mugmar, at least he got the coals there. You know, the Begadim are one step removed with clothes. And therefore, by Mugmar, Lamaisa, comes out, by Mugmar, your Mavarach, even if it's not there, with the Shemin is a Suffolk, Begadim, you never say a bracha. So let's get that. You got the three things? By the Mugmar Lamais, you say the Brach, even if the thing's not there, the Iker. The Besomim, if it's strained out, it's a Suffolk. And Begadim, for sure, there's no Bracha. Halach Lamais. And that's why, because it was still there when it was burnt. The Begadim is one step removed, it's not there, and therefore there'll be no Bracha. Okay, we'll stop here, guys. Everyone have a wonderful day. Keep it up, and tomorrow we'll continue, brothers. We got a lot to do. And the Bracha of the Ilanus on Ovid Beis.